Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. And for those of you that are listening live and are in the States or familiar with crazy traditions, I don't even know, marketing.
Right.
Consumerism. Happy Thanksgiving. That was so cynical. Happy Thanksgiving, but every day is Thanksgiving. Now, do you want to go grab yourself some water or something?
I've got water here. I've got water boiling. I'm going to do some coffee in a moment. I have a little slice of pumpkin pie from
a meal
I didn't finish last night, so or yesterday. Saved it for later.
Okay, so she starts. She's ahead of us. Okay,
and now is later. Yeah, now is later. But
now is later.
Yeah, so yeah, now is later. I don't want to eat something really heavy because I will be eating. We're doing it early, like we're doing it around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I do need to eat something. Obviously, otherwise I'll be really cranky by the time I show up.
And you're driving, so you need to.
Yeah.
All right.
But,
so you grab your slice.
I thought it was more important to actually clean my shower, to clean myself first, and then I can figure out food later. So not a big deal.
Okay. All right. So we just got the update.
Priorities.
Squeaky clean. Okay, I'm a little delirious. I haven't had any coffee. I just barely had a sip, and I've been up since 6:45 making love to this turkey. Okay, we went out dancing. We had cocktails. I said, "I'll take care. I'll pay your rent. You don't have to work. I'll take care of you. I massaged it. I did everything. I made some false promises, but promises, you know, and I just don't just take the turkey. I bless it. I do all this crazy stuff. I do fresh herbs, olive oil, butter. I talk to it. I rub it. I talk to it some more. I rub it some more.
Every Thanksgiving with the LOA Blend is like sensual Thanksgiving, as we talk about.
What I do to the turkey before I even do anything for myself, like coffee, which I barely just made running down the hallway to the bedroom because everybody's asleep while I slave away. And what was so funny is I got up at 6:45 because I don't like to rush. And it takes a minute to prep it, the way I prep it. It takes a minute. And I'm no gourmet. I know.
You got to light candles. You got to,
I got to get it drunk. I got to put something in its drink when it goes to the bathroom, when it goes to the turkey room.
You got to slip a roofie.
Got to stick a roofie with some sage-flavored roofie. And I hope no one's listening. You know what? I hope everyone's asleep or cooking because this is a freaking disaster. This is the most pathetic episode of the LOA Blend 6 years later. I stick something in the – so I talk to it, I bless it, I rub it, I do all these things. So I got that done. Took me about 45 minutes to an hour because I like to do it right. And it's a 20-pound turkey. So then I'm like, oh, I have like another 45 minutes before the show. I was tired because last night was another story. So I was a little, I could have slept in, but in the next life. And so I said, I could meditate or relax or look at Instagram for 20 minutes or whatever and get ready for the show. Well, 5 minutes later, I'm like, damn. I forgot about the green bean casserole because I do it different. I do it nice in the crock pot. So I got my ass up. So that
That's
was like a 5 minute,
commitment.
Not even a 5 minute break. Got my ass up and just literally. And again, I have to do it nice because I just can't throw it because it. I believe that the food picks up the vibe how you prepare it. So I'm like, okay, let me focus. Let me trim these freaking green beans, because I did get frozen. It's fresh. I did it nice. So I had just enough time to put it on low for, 4.5 hours, make the coffee, and run down the hall to do the show, only to be greeted by your hot mess. So we're great. We're great. She talked about pumpkin pie from last night. I'm like, bitch, please, let me have my coffee. Sit down. I hope no one's listening. I hope, like, let's just, like, please. This is not, unplug, go on to a different, Blog Talk has lots of shows. You can peruse and you can get back to us on Tuesday and tell us what you learned from talking to.
We're a bad habit, right?
We are bad habit. We are bad. You don't. I'm thankful that I'm not a listener of this show. How about that? Okay, the coffee is okay. I just had my second sip. Okay. I did all that without coffee, making love to a turkey. Throwing stuff in a no coffee until now. I was so dedicated and focused. I couldn't have a peruse with my coffee. Could not have a peruse. Lord help me. Anyway, I'm grateful for you, I think. And every Thursday.
You know, there should be no hesitation. No hesitation.
No, that was a pinter pause just for you. Just for you.
Well, look at you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyway. So we are just a hot mess crew today on the LOA blend. But you know what? We have not had just silly, ridiculous, we don't care who's listening. It's not like we're up for, like Anna's like, oh, okay, I'm going to do their annual review. How are these girls doing? Yeah, you know, it's the end of the year. See if we get renewed for another season. No.
Yeah, this is not the show to base it on. This is not the show to
This is not the show to base it on, people. Don't listen to us, because we don't care right now. Right now, we don't give a damn.
Oh, that's not
right.
True. Right now,
it's
Turkey Day.
We were just so tired.
As always, well, Liz is, you know, you're putting on a meal, you know, like you do every year. You put on this meal for a bunch of people, for your family, for friends.
For my family, yeah.
I have dodged that bullet.
Yeah,
of having to put
keep
on
dodging,
a meal for
when
anybody.
You get the girlfriend with the three kids, I'll be laughing at you. Okay.
I will know how to handle it. I've taken notes over the years.
Yeah, right. You're calling me crying. I said I would do it. How do you do it? How do you do it before the show? Well, I'll tell you. Just watch. I've never changed tonight. I don't remember how to. Yeah, just, okay. What's a timeout? Yeah, okay. I know you got your nephew and your niece, but they're like magical fairy children. They don't count. So just watch. No, I've had this prediction, people. I've had this prediction because she's been single for a minute. You know, had this prediction. She's gonna get into a relationship. She's lining up all her ducks, getting everything, all her turkeys in a row, getting everything in order and expansion and assertion is a good word. And yeah, it's it's in the wings. And I, for whatever reason, because I think I said this like 2 years ago, I'm like, girl, I think who you're gonna get with next. I think they're gonna have at least one child. I said kids, plural, but, you know, I'll play it safe.
Well, I hope that kid loves me, because that's the kid that's going to take care of me when I'm...
Oh, my God. Take it from a true traditionalist, because you know what? We come from cultures that... Oh, my God, so funny. We come from cultures that it's like, we will make sure that we propagate the youngest daughter, and that's on her. But I found a loophole. I found a loophole because I am the youngest daughter, but I found a loophole. I was the only sibling out of four to have children. So that's that kind of it's null and void. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I had kids, to get off the hook. Like, nah, I got kids. Nah.
Yeah.
I don't even love my children. Just, yeah, for people that are true Elisa fans, write your letters to Anna now. Do your petition. Get Liz off the air. I can't stand that nasty hoe. I just don't care today. To Anna Bagelin, founder of Universal Energy Radio. Sign a petition, y'all. Go ahead. Get me off the air. Ask for your messages, but get me off the air. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Oh, my God.
This is so funny, though. This year, I guess after 6 years, you know, we don't stand on ceremony. And again, the relief just to let loose. Things have been so heavy 2016. And maybe the Thanksgiving, it's like it's the beginning of the end. And I know for many people personally, it's been a great year for many people as individuals. But
right.
I think for those of us that just absorb everything, we kind of want this year to just wrap it up. It's been a hard year for so many people, and just a year of solid growth and acknowledgement of the polarity of the soul that's reflected on the planet. That's all it is, you know. And I say it so casually, but it's clinically what it is. Emotionally, physically, it's. We just want to wrap it up and be silly and have fun and kind of have a tongue-in-cheek holiday season, you know?
Yeah.
And find the loopholes where you can just be silly, like on the air with you. And last night I have a tradition with one of my dearest, dearest friends. Thank God, because he's not a decorator, but everybody has a shadow career, I feel. Like you, the career that, of your profession that you're doing and what you have equal potential to do, this one could be a decorator. And I'm so jaded and cynical during the holidays. If I didn't have kids and I didn't have work obligations, I would just go someplace overseas for like a month and then come back when it was all over. But since I can't do that, by the time I'm going to be able to do it, I'll be too old to care or want to do it. So I could just talk about it and think about it. So my dear, dear friend came over last night, and it was cocktails and tree trimming, and he's a wheelchair user, so he art directs magnificently from that chair. Like, where do you want it now? He's like, could you zhuzh the top branch? I'm like, what is that?
Wow, you had to zhuzh the top branch. That's
I had to zhuzh the top branch. Like, you know,
he's for real, friend. You know.
He's for real. Oh, he's for real. But I'll send you a picture. It's fabulous. Back, so I cook them dinner, we drink a bottle of champagne, we keep it moving. And that's really where the silly holiday spirit began. Went to bed a little bit too late, spent the whole day cleaning so I could spend the whole day relaxing and cooking and just dealing with the silliness, you know. And what was really lovely, two relatives of mine aren't coming. Thank goodness. And it's terrible because I'm referring to an older sibling, but when they come over, it's like company. And I think you can relate a little bit. Maybe not so much now because things are better. I can, and it's not that there's any bitterness. It's just, let's just stand on ceremony and be very proper. I'm like, bitch, we grew up in the same household, but whatever.
Right.
Yeah. But just, I don't know who this person is, you know. I don't know who this person is anymore. She could care less, you know, what I'm about. All good. And God bless my mother. Because I said to my mother, also my older sister, she's a chronic planner. So like in July, we're coming to New York for Thanksgiving. They live in Vermont. Okay. Now, that my whole summer through the middle of October, complete blur because I was working 24/7. I mean, like
you're
usual
busy.
Than my normal busy. I was ready to have like a nervous breakdown. Like I had to like have a long weekend in Mexico so I wouldn't get hospitalized. I was in bad shape. So in the middle of all that, we're coming, and I'm like, oh, like not even asking or just telling me. And I call my mom, and I'm like, well, I guess, you know, they're coming for Thanksgiving. She goes, well, you could always say that you've been invited someplace else and that you're taking me. I said, oh, mother. I said, ooh, really? I said, because I do it for you, Mom. I do it for you. You know, because I have, like, the apartment. You know, I have the space. My mother downsized. She doesn't have the space, and she's done it her whole life. So, you know, I've been doing it every year for quite a few years now. I'm sorry, I detest. sorry, I don't hate the, I don't hate anybody, but I just, especially him, but I just, I don't like them. You know, and we can be all airy, fairy, spiritual, LOA blend all day, every day, but but that's contrast. That's life. I don't like, there's people, look, I'm sure I'm not on their top 10. I'm sure I'm not even on their top 100. You know, that's it. So, and with somebody like me, either you really, really like me or you can't stand me. That's it. There's, I got no neutral for whatever reason. I just don't. So, fine. So, I told the beige lie. Oh, we're invited, da-da-da-da. Oh, okay. Like, cool.
No big deal.
And then she's always talking to my mom. And then my sister says to my brother, oh, that's so great. You know, you're going to go with Liz, da-da-da. And then my mother said, well, you know what? I'm not really up for going. So Liz said that, you know, she's going to cancel her plans and just do Thanksgiving at her house. So, and it was great. I'm like, so we were like, my mother and I, we Bonnie and Clyde it. And I'm so relieved and so happy to have a casual Thanksgiving. And it's terrible to say that a sibling, that it would turn it into a formal Thanksgiving. It would have, you know. Mm. And even around my mother, I have to sort of shut myself down by about 70%. You know, there's like 30%, you know, 70. She still thinks I'm out of my mind. Can you imagine? And I love it that I love it at this advanced age, you know, she still treats me like, you know, 18, really funny, really cute. And I defer because I think it's adorable. And I want her to feel empowered that way. Although under my breath, I say, girl, we're both old, but whatever. okay. But it's sweet. So she feels that she can, you know, be the matriarch. I love it. I'll take it. And that's my, and you know, that's what we do. We defer, you know, you have an old school mother as well.
I've been known to do that sometimes.
Yeah, we defer out of respect. It's not
right.
even out of,
well,
it's
yeah.
not even intimidation. It's not. It's right. absolutely not intimidation. It's really out of respect and honoring protocol. I'm happy. I'm happy to, you know, let the snarky comment slide once in a while. You know, you sure you're going to wear that jacket? Yes, I am. You know, I don't change the jacket. But yes, I'm sure. I don't get nasty. In my head, I get nasty. But,
oh, my goodness.
But you gotta wear, isn't that funny? Like, I'm in my 50s.
You have
like,
mastered it.
The,
that's good. That's good.
Yes, I am going to wear it. Yeah.
Yeah, I could not. I can't always rein it in like that. Still learning.
Well, yeah. Well, also, too, my mother's up the block. You know what I mean? You don't really see them in person all the time. You see them pretty consistently, but not all. And I think that too, you know, and also she's so sweet. She cooks for our family. She's my blue apron. She's my blue apron. You know, we call it grandma. Yeah. It's great. So, you know what? We got to keep coming. So yeah, she's our seamstress and she's our cook and she volunteered like, and it's not like it's servitude. It's fabulous. It's occupational therapy for her, and we benefit.
Right.
It's such a win-win-win-win-win that she wants to say, you're going to wear that jacket, and I'm going to politely say yes and, like, go through all the 18-year-old reactions, you know, rolling my eyes in my head, you know, rolling my eyes inside, saying, you know, if it wasn't for me, this relationship would be toxic from back of the day, but whatever. You know, rolling my eyes, keep it and keeping it moving. But she really had my back. I said, oh, my God, Mom, you had my back. I would have been miserable cooking for two extra people that I don't like. And, yeah I'm cooking for my household, my mother, my siblings, and then my friend who helped me decorate the tree. I'm preparing food for him to bring over to his apartment tonight, so he has a home-cooked meal, and you have to meet him one of these days, and he is, he never flies, he travels by, he's very old worldly in some of his sensibilities, and he loves to travel by train. He's originally from California. He's never been on a plane in his life. He's terribly afraid of
it. Oh, that's great.
But he travels
by.
And he gets the sleeper car and the accessible car because he's a wheelchair user. So he has certain amenities. If it wasn't for him, I would not have seen the show Hamilton because I got the companion ticket. Yes.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And we've been friends for 20 years. We're going on our 20th anniversary of being really good friends. So as he's traveling tomorrow and he has lots of things to do, he was over at my house and he had dinner courtesy of my mom last night. it's so great. I'm going to see him off. And he travels. He takes like a month vacation. So he'll be back December 30th. And he's my kid's godfather. He's one of my kid's three gay godfathers. So,
right.
So because I consider him a member of my family, just to spend a little one-on-one time together to send him off. And that he does have a traditional Thanksgiving meal. It's my joy to end my evening that way. And I could totally let loose with him, obviously, at his apartment because I can't. So all that suppressed, you know, cursing and suppressed. Of course, minimally. Of course, a little bit in front of my mother because I can't help it. Minimally. And then
right.
when it's just us, right. me, my husband, and the kids, oh, my God, me and the two kids. Terrible. It's funny, though. But when grandma's around, they know how to shut it off.
That's good. Cause
they
you,
do, yeah.
You need to. You need to.
They're very respectful.
That's,
yeah.
That's still something that I'm not used to. Like, I know I can speak freely around my parents. I don't like it when I do like cursing from my parents because it
no.
still feels weird.
I curse in Spanish. That's it. Right.
And it's even
no. In front of my mom,
I
curse in Spanish for some reason because it's a different language and it's my second language. It's like I got a free pass. Oh, but I'll curse in Spanish. My mother doesn't say anything, but in English, I don't dare. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, but I get it because I don't. It's even weirder when my mother curses because she'll say something. And I'm like, whoa, you know, who taught you that?
You're the virgin mother. Like you can't. No, you don't do that. It's funny because we really put them like they're so pure, the human beings, but they're pure. They're purest beings
right.
on earth. Isn't that funny? You're my angel. You're pure. You can't get snarky. No. You're pure. You're the Madonna. Stop. Don't give me no attitude.
Right.
Good job.
So weird. It's so strange. Well, we do have a hand raised, but I wanted to I guess that we can probably go back around to it, but as far as Thanksgiving today goes, like I called my parents yesterday because nothing like waiting till the last minute to, you know, just checking on them. And I was
right.
assuming that they were going to be at this shindig
right,
today that
said.
I'm driving 3 hours to. That's what my cousin had said. Oh, yeah, your parents are coming.
Oh.
And, you know, and my other aunt and uncle, they're all scheduled
you're
to
safe.
Go. And then I call yesterday. And
right.
And it's so funny because now my mom is pulling a dad. Like when my dad, when I was younger, my dad would answer the phone. It was so rare that he'd be on the phone that he'd pick up the phone.
Talk to your father.
Like someone was almost surprised that, oh, my gosh, you know, why did I answer the phone? Oh, it's one of my kids. Oh, do you want to talk to your mom? Like, right away, not even, I'm barely a hello.
Right.
Barely, like, oh, do you want to talk to your mom? Like, well, I can talk to you. Just call and say hello. So kind of the same thing. I said, well, mom did this. She's like, oh, hello. Like, it sounded like she was probably in the middle of cooking and doing
right.
annoying things that she probably doesn't need to be doing, multitasking.
Right.
And she said, oh, do you want to talk to your dad? I'm like, no. I said, I can talk to you. I haven't talked to you person on the, you know, or on the phone in a few weeks. And so I said, well, are you coming tomorrow? And here's how the backstory behind even calling them, not because it's Wednesday, I need to call my parents. It was this talking with my aunt. We're at lunch and,
right.
And she had noticed pumpkin pies, the pumpkin pie that I'm eating right now.
Right.
She had noticed those in the dessert freezer or display.
Right.
And she said, oh, we should get some pumpkin pie. I said, oh, okay. And I said, I wonder if someone's going to bring pumpkin pie tomorrow. That's my favorite dish for Thanksgiving.
Right. You love
you
it.
Know,
right.
Probably even above turkey. So I, well, you know, sweet tooth. I'm probably, let's be real. I really like the stuffing. But I went,
so I went outside and called my parents and called mom and there was that nervous, because my mom was just awkward, kind of nervous on the phone sometimes if she's not really into talking on the phone, unless she calls you.
That's my mother too. She hates the phone. Same thing.
And she's like, oh, well, we're watching, you know, fill in the blank, you know, Jeopardy, something sports related.
She's like,
you're
killing my vibe. What do you want?
Yeah, like I shouldn't even have picked up the phone. It was a bad habit happening right next to me. So she proceeds to tell me that, we're not going to go tomorrow. Your dad doesn't feel like driving. It's a long drive. It's like an hour. It's like an hour and a half. A long drive.
That's funny.
And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to drive home late, and he just doesn't feel like going. I'm like, what?
Oh no! So what are you gonna do?
Well, she kind of said, well, you know, that's your dad. I can't make him go. And I'm like, okay. And then the phone, like our connection got dropped. So I called back.
Mm-hmm.
My dad answers the phone.
That's funny.
Hey. And then he tells me, well, you know, your mom had shoulder surgery, which is true. She had surgery on her rotator cuff, which is why they hadn't shown up for like the last five different family gatherings. I mean, but it's true. I mean, I think it's been not quite a month, but she's still having issues. In fact, she was still talking to me about
it.
It takes a long time to heal
the shoulder.
So he said that she didn't want to be in the car because it hurts to be in a confined space, like in a seat.
Right.
And it's just too painful. I'm like, okay.
So you're getting the size. And I just want to point out to you, and I know caller, just hang in there with us, that the shoulder, like the lungs, the shoulder is also an insertion point for grief.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. It is. Yeah.
So I said, okay, well, and I was starting to get a little upset, but I thought, whatever the reason is, it's probably a combination of both. Like, he probably doesn't want to drive, and you know, not that she couldn't use him to, like, you know, sit in the back seat and have a seatbelt, you know, on the other shoulder, but whatever.
Yeah, they just didn't want to do it.
I'm problem solving. I'm like, well, I could strap them to the car, and I was thinking, I can drive. I'm like, no. They just don't want to go. Like,
they don't want to go.
And you're
the fixer, and you could fix it, but that's that moment of clarity for you. Like, I can fix it,
right. But
I can choose that. Yes, I'm capable of fixing it. Doesn't mean that I'm going to do everything. I'm capable of murder. It doesn't mean I'm going to murder somebody. You know,
right. So I just said, okay. Well, I'm you know, and so my aunt and uncle also aren't going to come up. So it's kind of a little, I imagine, upsetting for my cousin, because that's pretty much, you know, her mom's side of the family.
Right.
So that won't be coming. And even my mom said, yeah, Gina was a little upset. I said, I can understand. And they said, well, are you going? I said, well, yeah, because I said I was going to go.
Well, now you're going to represent
like
the family.
One.
So it means
right.
that
I'm
much
like the
more.
Only one who's going. Right. And I thought about our conversation, you know, on the
yes.
air about my uncle and my cousin who had passed. And I thought, well, I do, but I really do want to see, you know, my cousin and my aunt. You know, I want to show them some support. I really haven't seen them in a while, and I'm tempted to drive the extra hour and a half at some point tomorrow to say hello to my parents. So that just means it's a 5-hour drive back to Atlanta, which I do want to do. I want to get back, you know.
Right. Well, you can decide that at that
yeah,
moment, but it's interesting how on the, we'll just say this and we'll take the call, that on Tuesday's show, I was just saying that, you know, your presence of being a light and that filled person is, you know, you're going to be that lightness and that ambassador, and look at how that is holding so much more true on today's show,
mm-hmm.
especially since your
yeah.
parents aren't going to be there. Like, it's even that much more your service, in a sense. You know, you're doing this
yeah.
as an act of service, and an act of joyful service, but nonetheless, now it's even more important, especially since your parents aren't coming, you know. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, and there's a part of me that's thinking, well, maybe I should, you know, I should cancel, you know, but
no.
I felt bad about that. I didn't feel good about doing that at all.
No. You're there for a higher purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I bought,
and then you
like,
could decide about,
cheese.
You know, making the deport.
I bought all these cheeses and crackers, and I had one of my best friends who's my wine guy. He like gave me three bottles of wine. Of this like Slovenian, different brands of Slovenian wine that like he kind of works for a company that distributes that.
Right.
Like, yeah, let me know what they think. I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm not even going to be drinking any of it because I don't feel like drinking today.
Right.
But I thought, well, that's really sweet. So I'm like, well, I do. I have plenty of other places to go. I could totally stay here. I could stay in Atlanta and go to at least.
Oh, yeah, you have
places.
Options.
But I know I really need to see them. And then
no,
if
it's
I
like
do
a bond.
Want to go
no,
visit.
You got to do it. You
yeah.
got to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta go.
So
let's we'll pick up and we'll circle back with the conversation, but let's take the call because I think the caller's been waiting for a while.
It is Tessa. Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Are you feeling better these days?
Oh, most definitely. I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
I'm really happy to I'm really happy to hear that. Okay. So what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just been up early to help my mom cut up collard greens. My hands are hurting.
Oh, right.
In the bed.
Good.
We really haven't. I'm supposed to make cheesecake later, so I'm waiting for her to kind of clear out the kitchen for a little bit. Go in there and do that.
That's great.
Mm.
And you're having a good time with TJ?
Oh yeah, he's my aunt and my little cousin's here, so he's in there talking to them and watching movies.
Oh, that's
he
great.
Got somebody to watch movies with that he don't watch a million times.
Good.
How you guys Thanksgiving's going so far?
Oh, don't even listen to the show.
I called like right at the when I heard you talking about just being around people that you know you really don't want to be around or
right.
So I didn't catch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I get it. I just put up an affirmation about that today about being away from toxic people.
Exactly.
And, you know, I get it. But you know this with my family over the years, it's kind of like we shifted kind of through the people who. Like, they group up together, the people who can be around each other. We group up together who's going to be around.
Exactly.
And I feel bad about it, but I much rather, you know, spend time with the ones I really enjoy being around rather than people, you know, who we don't get along with each other or, you know, they don't want to be around such and such or they don't want to sit by such. I don't be having time for all that. So I just, like, go sit with people who you want to sit with. Go to their homes. Like, you don't have to be around each other. And I guess I don't feel so bad about it no more. Well, I don't feel bad about it anymore. Like, because the energy
is a waste
of
energy.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people I'm around, you know, give me good vibes. They give me good energy. We, you know, we get along with each other. You know, all I can pray for is, you know, one day people, you know, grow up. But other than that, I don't feel bad anymore. I used to feel because like my friend I used to work with last year, she's telling about all their family gatherings and how many people will come. I'm like, that's never happened in my family. like at the most, Thanksgiving or any type of holiday is probably about 10, 15 people, if that, and that's including the kids.
That's
it's
enough.
Never like, yeah, it's never like 20, 30 people. Like, she has, like, a big family gathering. And I'm like, no, that never happens out.
Yeah, that's like cooking for an army. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's every day cooking for any given relative of mine.
I'll tell you, they throw down. Because I saw it in person. They go crazy. They throw,
I need to be with you guys.
They crazy. Oh, my God. They throw down.
when Liz was in town, that was for a special occasion.
It was the graduation. I went to a graduation.
A few
party at a
graduations.
Hall.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was. I mean, and I can't even imagine what a wedding would be like.
Oh, don't even go. Yeah, it's.
That was insane. That was like. And the food was ridiculous. It was so good. It was so good. I was a happy camper. It was great. It was just great just to sort of witness all of that. And then you go outside, and there's a pig that they're roasting. It's like, and on top of that.
I was cracking up because, that is sort of like, they're not done yet. Like, you have the women in the kitchen cooking, and then you have the men outside grilling.
And
so
but there's
we're
all
not
this
done.
Stuff laid out like it's a cater like that they like as if they hired caterers, but they don't need to hire caterers because they're like closet caterers.
Right.
With like everything's labeled. I'm like, who did the like they it's crazy. Like forget potluck. That's no potluck.
Well, that was a more formal occasion for people who like because it wasn't going to be just family members, although it was mostly family members.
Right.
So like you know,
there
the
were some late people there. Yeah.
Who don't know what the what is this? All right, here's the label for it because we got to eat. I'm trying to explain this to you. We got to eat. So,
that's right. You know, like you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what it is. Not Filipino person. Keep it moving.
Anyway,
I'm gonna have to come eat you guys one day.
Oh my god.
you need to. You need to pass through Tessa.
You would be the tallest person there. They'll be like, oh my gosh, who's your friend? Alisa?
She's a supermodel. Who's your supermodel friend?
She's a supermodel.
That's what I was standing by this lady the other day in the store, and she looked at me, and I just wondered why she kept looking at me. She said, I'm so sorry, but you're just, you make me feel so little. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, I can't help it.
I don't mean
she
to.
She was so little. She probably, TJ was almost bigger than her. So, you know,
oh, my goodness.
Tall.
Oh, I know. I see some of the Instagrams. Yeah. I'm like, what? How can that? I guess they have to grow, you know? They can't just stay one size. That's what I hear.
I guess.
He's shooting up. Like I was telling my mom the other day, like, the pants I bought him for the beginning of the school year, they're almost done for, like, I got to get a whole new set. A whole new set of pants for January school term. I don't know. I guess it's a lot of love in here today, TJ.
No, look, the chair is all pink. That's why your whole room is pink. Now you got to see your shirt. Now your room's all pink.
Okay, boom.
I don't want
to be pink. Man, wake up, just full of energy. But I was just calling to say happy Thanksgiving. I'm about to get in here and make cheesecake, I guess.
Hello. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, my phone dropped. My call dropped, so sorry.
Oh, I was sitting here talking to myself then. Well, I was calling to say happy Thanksgiving. I know you have other calls ahead. I will call back Sunday.
Okay.
So I hope everybody has a blessed day. Eat lots of food.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for
Did
calling and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let me see. No, she. Yeah, she did. Hold on. Hold on.
Hey.
Okay. Hey.
So I had to switch to the cell phone because they just like shut me down on the landline for whatever reason. Thanks, Watchman.
So maybe. Wow. Maybe it's Blog Talk. Well, I think this was my phone, but Blog Talk for you. So.
Thanks. So is Tessa still with us, or did she say goodbye?
Yeah.
I was saying that. I was calling to say what happy Thanksgiving. I know you have other calls on the line, and I'll call back Sunday.
All right.
Okay, darling.
So she got to make her cheesecake.
Good.
You know, she got to cook and stuff.
Cheesecake.
Have a wonderful,
good.
Have a fabulous cheesecake. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk to you on Sunday then. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you guys.
Love
you,
darling. Bye.
Oh.
I
want to
see. Hope she'll post that cheesecake on Instagram because you know she usually does. She does our art.
She does. Mm-hmm. Good, good, good. Okay. So is anybody else in the queue?
No. I'll get
okay.
Like,
She was just like, you know what? You guys are boring me. Bye. No, I'm just kidding.
She's like, this is a hot mess.
This is a hot mess of the other way down. Phone's getting disconnected. But so we'll circle back to the conversation. I just, she was waiting on the line for a long time, so I didn't want to have her wait longer than necessary. So, yeah. And it's interesting how you think things are going to pan out a certain way, and then just these little detours. And but what's great is that you really kind of caught yourself. You know what I mean? You didn't try to, you knew in your head, like, the logistics. And I would do the same thing. Like, how would I, you know, how would I approach this, or what are our options? And that's really what it is. And I think that's what's emerging for you, that you are seeing the possibilities, but just because you are smart enough to be aware and you have the intuition, the guidance, to know what your options are, you're seeing the power of choice.
Right.
That's new.
Now that you mention it,
go ahead, babe.
I mean, it's even more timely because when, especially now, say within the last couple of weeks, when we're faced with opposing viewpoints and opposing perspectives, then it isn't for the other person to bend to your will or to somehow agree in some way that, you know, you're right. Or even to apologize for their perspective, because it's, you know, it is a perspective. And that's the toughest part, is seeing that. And this is something, you know, you and your Matt Kahn, you know, brainwashing, so to speak, promoting, because I just listened to another one of his videos recently. He sent out an email, and I haven't finished all of it because it's almost 2 hours long. Yeah, it's almost like an hour and 45 minutes long, and I'm like,
sometimes he can really stop, but it's been a long time, and I was curious about that because he is addressing, like, the new paradigm, I think, right?
Yes.
Like, what's been going on lately? Oh, that's great.
So
yeah, that's
something that, but something I wrote down from another one of his videos, one of his discussions, more like a monologue, really.
That's like his open mic. But for those of you who don't know who we're talking about, I just want to just let, if for the one person listening to the show, and we apologize, we're talking about a wonderful teacher, author, metaphysician by the name of Matt, M-A-T-T, Kahn, K-A-H-N, and he's all about the love revolution. And he's just somebody who, for the present time, resonates with both of us. And he posts these great videos on YouTube, and a new one just came out. All right, go ahead, Lisa. So you wrote something down. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, that's weird.
I'm Verizon. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. Like, what's going on? That's crazy. It's like the energies are showing up. You know what I mean? Job calls, whatever. Okay, so you were before I explained who Matt Kahn was to the one listener listening, what did you write down that you felt compelled to hearing?
So it's basically fifth dimension isn't about how you, isn't the way you feel, it's the way you perceive things. How you're perceiving the feelings. So it's not about the feeling. Like, we're all about, you know, you got to feel it, which is true. I think you have to even be able to identify what you're feeling, but the perception of that is really the biggest, the next level up, because you can own your feelings, and that you have to. I think we went through a period of time where you weren't supposed to, you know, feel a certain way because it wasn't what everyone else was feeling. But now, like, we're definitely immersed in the, how I feel, and that kind of thing.
And it's gospel. If I feel a certain way, if I feel like killing you, then I'm justified in feeling like that.
Right. So, you know, it isn't about, you know, well, your feeling's wrong. You shouldn't feel that way or whatever.
Right.
It's just that's how you feel. So, you know, you have to kind of leave it there. But it is a perspective. So there are times when we've certainly talked about, and this is in particular with the election, you know, why people would vote a certain way. Like, I picked up a couple of friends of mine from the airport recently. It was my old college roommate. One of her oldest friends from, like, you know, elementary school, her mother passed away very unexpectedly. So they, you know, she and her husband flew into town, and I picked them up from the airport. And that was our time to really just catch up, because I don't get to see her very often. We don't get to talk very often. So we were talking, and they're, you know, they live in D.C., in the D.C. area, and very liberal, very upset about the election results.
Yeah.
But it was that, I could feel that kind of almost militant, like if I didn't, you know, if I had voted for him or had any indication
it would be over.
It was that kind of, oh, I can't believe it was very, yeah. very, 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 very strong, that kind of opinion. And it was, I was a little surprised at that because I'm not,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm used to hearing it on the other way, so to speak. But for this, it was like, wow, mm-hmm. this is almost like a challenge. Like, I challenge you to say anything. And I'm
right.
like, okay, just calm down. Like,
yeah,
ooh.
Right.
In contrast
I'm driving
to
you,
the conversation.
You know, what, Uber?
Yeah, it was like they were just in that mode. They were very tired.
Yeah.
You know, this news came. And, you know, so there was all these different things happening, and I understood that. But it was something
sure.
that I was like, wow, this is, and it's hurting for a lot of people. It's very interesting to feel that from people to that degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
to that degree. So, mm-hmm. You know, so I said, okay, note to self, obviously, let's not talk about politics because I can synthesize because for the most part, you know, like I agree that that wasn't the result that I was looking for, but.
Let's not keep it alive. We perpetuate
right.
it as this living virus, you know,
right.
a pathogen. So what?
Well,
yeah,
also,
I agree with you.
There's a lot of fear. Like, this is the same type of thing that I would feel from my mother when I was growing up, and she couldn't explain why she felt a certain way or why she said something a certain way, what her perspective was,
right.
and why, you know, of course, as you know, she's my parent, my mother, you know, and she's trying to protect me, but she would have these rules, like, well, you can't go there, and you know, I'm like, well, why, you know, I'm always asking why, and mostly,
right.
Because, of course, I didn't have that life experience, but also, all I felt was this fear, and it wasn't about
right.
necessarily situational places, it was also fundamentally, you know, her religion,
her belief.
It was important that I go to Sunday school, even though I hated going, because it was like, oh my God, I got
oh
sick. One of you having to go to church twice. You know, anyone who's Catholic had to go to Catholic or catechism school. It was like an extra school lesson on a Sunday where you already were like, oh, I got to
oh.
sit through this and
oh.
and the sermon and oh my gosh. So there was this fear for her, like a fear for my soul, a fear for my well-being, and I'm like, why are we so fearful? Like, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I, and so those are, that's the sort of feeling I got, you know, like, but then to process it now as a grown-up, as an adult, from my peers. This is someone that I knew since I was 18.
Wow.
And then also, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, I was telling my friend this, my friend and her husband. I said, you know, I had a conversation with one of our old college friends, another person I'd met from my freshman year, and I talked about this on the show too, where I'm pretty sure her political leanings are very different from mine, but we had a very nice conversation.
Yeah, it was very harmonious, you said.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, an understanding of you know, what was important, or, you know, it was basically important
mm-hmm.
about treating people well and treating people with respect.
Yeah.
And so I thought, wow, this is very interesting, you know, and I couldn't even,
mm-hmm.
I think I just kind of mentioned it to them, but I wasn't going to be like, as opposed to you guys, you know, coming out guns blazing just in case, you know, and just,
yeah.
I was going to give them some space. Yeah, I was going to
yeah.
give them some space because I could tell that, you know, the news of their mother's passing really
yeah.
shook
it,
her.
It was an insertion point for the grief and the shock and this like shock after shock after shock, which really
right.
has been a bit of the energy dynamic just universally for 2016. It's just
right.
no, you just can't recover from anything because before you could even process it, something else that's so absurd and insane happens.
Right.
So it
right.
was it heightened. It heightened everything, just the shock, you know. She's
right.
in shock. A lot of people were in shock with the election results. And
oh, yeah.
and to lose somebody, it's shocking, especially if it's suddenly and unexpected. Even there's no preparation. Somebody could be in hospice. It still shocks you when they're gone because you have to process that they're gone. Even
sure.
more so, it's even more inflamed when it's completely shocking. And it sounds like with her mom's law passing, that it was
she was blindsided by that. So it was a double whammy.
Yeah. So anyway, so for Matt Kahn to talk about the fifth dimension, I put it on a post-it above my workstation here in my little makeshift office. You know, fifth dimension isn't the way you feel; it's the way you perceive things.
I love it.
And every so often,
so
I'll
true.
Look up and I'll see that, and I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So being
so
able
true.
To reconcile all these things that we're feeling, because so much is happening, but realizing the perspective is really what you have to pay attention to. And then there's a way to allow for that, what some would call acting out, again, a perspective. No, you're just acting out, or you're reactive. There's, you know, we always talk about, you know, cut yourself some slack, but in a sense, that's what you sort of have to do. And it's not like, but go ahead and continue to abuse me. It's not that at all, but it's more of an understanding of, you know, now how do I proceed knowing that this is a possible perspective, you know, seeing how my parents chose not to do something that's family oriented, and it's such a different thing. I got, on the one hand, you know, my mom's side of the family where, no, we're not going to go anywhere, we're going to stay here. And I got my dad's side of the family, you know, people left yesterday to drive to Tampa. You know, they drive like 7 hours.
Right.
You know? And they're all excited about going. You know, they're all excited.
Well, there's
about
the polarity right there.
Anybody. Right.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even the ones who decide to stay here, like, you know, Lisa, you know, if you, you know, you can stay with us, you know. So I appreciate it. I mean, I have people calling me. You know, I love having those options. So
you have beautiful options, and what a reflection of you, that it's that gravitational pull toward, she'd be a welcome presence. I mean, that's amazing. You know what I mean? That you do have those. I mean, that's another way to look at options, that you do have those options.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that you're choosing
even
to really.
And even with my brother, you know, at least, you know, with one of my brothers, we connected, and you know, he'll send texts every so often just to.
That's nice.
And it's funny. It's usually like a political text, which is kind of funny. He sent a YouTube video, and I think it was a bit on Ellen, on Ellen DeGeneres' show about, you know, needing a moderator for Thanksgiving. For your Thanksgiving discussions at the dinner table.
That's funny.
Which
right.
And how you could choose from three different moderators. You know, the one that had was, you know, Wolf Blitzer from CNN, and having him moderate the discussion at the dinner table. And you know, it was, you know, he had this picture, or it was a skit of this whole family sitting around, and there's a Wolf Blitzer at one end of the table. And they're just in this heated discussion, and he's like, okay, you know, can we please get back to the original question? Could you please cast salt? You know, just something very basic like that. It was great. And so we've been sort of trading, you know, funny things back and forth. And, you know, he's called every, you know, just to kind of follow up on a phone call or follow up on something he texted me. So he's making the effort, you know. And I suspect the influence is because his girlfriend is there. And I think she's sort of like reminding him. But yeah, he is happy, and I know he's happy. She's a good person, and they're getting things done in the house, which is what we had suspected would happen. My dad said, well, maybe he'll start paying attention to the house. He is. He's majorly, I mean, there's a lot of mold in that house.
Right.
And so they're going through remediation with the house, and he's like, yeah, there's a lot of, he's like, no wonder, like, my sinuses will always flare up. He's like, did you have issues? He's like, he said, I knew you had some issues. That's why you didn't want to live down there. Yeah. I said, yeah. Yeah, I'm still dealing with issues. I mean, when you have mold in a house, that definitely affects your health.
Of course it does.
There's definitely some
stuff
that come out.
Yeah.
You know,
it's great
that
he's
like,
turning around. Yeah. Remediation of the soul, remediation of the spirit.
Remediation.
It's good.
Yeah.
Think about
so
that. That's the parallel. And that's wonderful that, you know, there's a healing, there's a progress. That's beautiful. So you have all these great options, and you're really answering to a higher calling, you know, and I commend you for that, especially in light of your parents choosing, you know, and they're probably feeling very unconsciously very vulnerable, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. you know, I think it's just it's a different take on things, because, you know, things have definitely shifted where everyone would come down, you know, for Thanksgiving. Everyone would come to Charleston. I mean, even my cousin who's hosting, I mean, she has grandkids now. You know, she has
right.
She has her in-laws who also live in Charleston. So she's always been spread a little thin anyway, and she would usually show up later. But you know, the amount of people who would actually show up for Thanksgiving meal would always be kind of a small gathering. You know, it's definitely, it was down by one for a while. Now it's down by two, and
right.
I don't think they're ready.
That's
to make that kind
it's
of
so
switch
important.
Of driving.
It's so
yeah.
It's so important, especially when it's the first, you know, this is the first Thanksgiving without them. So you're really serving such a strong purpose. So just know that.
Yeah.
You know what would be great?
Okay,
if you
go ahead.
Don't mind, I would love for you to pick a message for just all of us.
I would love that.
Fabulous. Something to leave you with on your journey. I think it's great that you're going. You know, because somebody else would have blown it off. Well, my parents aren't going. You know, I'll just stay here. I just love that you know what I mean? Like, I really commend you. Because you really could have taken you really could have made a different choice. And I think it's great that your higher self is like, no, I got, there's a reason. I don't know what it is, but there's a reason. All right, I am ready when you are, my love.
All right, we're not going to do any music, just so you know.
Okay, connecting to you. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you, my co-host. Okay, oh, wow. So the number for this is 178. Embrace the signs which come in to assure you all is well. Trust what and whom you're attracting. Love the life of your creation and dream large. Yes! Let me read this again. What a fabulous message you picked for all of us. Isn't this interesting? Because they're talking about signs. Isn't that interesting? Here's the message. Embrace the signs which come in to assure you all is well. Trust what and whom you're attracting. Love the life of your creation and dream large. And I, even the numbers I can figure out because they're so obvious. One, but I love your spin on them. 178.
Oh. Well, the one is us. It's me. It's, you know, it's that direction. It's that intention and the individual. And so this one then goes to the seven, which is a spiritual center, which is totally makes sense. It says seven is a spiritual number. It's also an introspective number. So this is going within and really realizing your spiritual truth and realizing who you are. And then the eight is also then what you manifest. With that direction, what you manifest, what you create, and that's part of that whole message, you know, love mm-hmm. the life of your creation, and dream large. So yeah, the eight is saying, you know, this is big picture, bigger deal. It's not something small. It never was, but sometimes we only see the smaller parts of it, you know, until we can really immerse ourselves in it and commit to it. Because then you're in it for the duration until you're done. You know, we're never really done, but you know when we can finally look, and that's now it's coming. That's when you finally have this acknowledgement. It's recognizing the work you've done, that you've accomplished. And sometimes we just don't. We don't do it. We don't see it, and so that's why we think we're never. We go, oh, I have to continue doing this and this and this and this, and you just haven't. You've completely missed where some of these milestones have already occurred. So part of the manifestation and reaching of goals means that you've also acknowledged it and you've accepted it.
Right.
And it's not waiting for someone else to do it.
Yeah.
It'll never be enough.
Amen,
when you say,
Sister Lisa.
When you've done it, when you've done it, then it's when everyone else acknowledges it, and that's just like gravy. I thought, yeah, we can all celebrate, but when you do it, then it's like, wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at other opportunities, and everyone else can kind of catch up whenever they want to. But it's great.
Mm-hmm.
What a fantastic message.
Girl, and I'll just leave you with this, because it says all is well and whom you're attracting. Isn't that interesting? Based on our earlier, based on our early conversation. Very interesting. I thought that was funny. I laughed to myself. I said, all right. So just to go with it, you know, just to go with, you know, and even if it's there's some duality to it, you know, and just circling back, and then we'll sign off, obviously. Circling back to what Matt Kahn talks about is like the perception of what you're feeling, you know.
Right.
And what that brings to the table in terms of awareness and progress and evolution. So, yeah, thank you for reminding me, because I remember when that email came, and that's something that I definitely want to check out. His videos are great. So, you travel safe. Have a beautiful holiday. You're obviously an ambassador of light. You know, and I said that Tuesday, and it just today, you know, hearing about your parents' decision really magnifies that point.
Mm-hmm.
And very interesting. So I look forward to hearing about it on Sunday's show. So for the one person listening, if you're still listening to us, if you need to get a hold of us, please email loabland@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Great conversation. Love our tradition. Every Thanksgiving, we do a show. Travel safe. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling.
To you.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch up on Sunday.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Love you.
Love you, girl. Bye.
Bye.